Warming waters and large dams make it hard for many fish species to migrate and spawn. The Mountain West News Bureau's Caleb Radel looks at the impact in our region and efforts to help threatened and endangered species.
It's a hot spring day on the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe Reservation in northern Nevada. Clouds hang over miles of remote desert land. Mountain ranges pierce the overcast sky. At the edge of a bluff, tribal member Susan Albright looks down at the Truckee River. Its cold, clear waters come from the melting snow on the Sierra Nevada mountains. Albright works for the tribe's Natural Resources Department and caught fish in those waters as a child.
We used to go out to the mouth of the lake, and they would just throw treble hooks out there and grab a bunch of fish and come back, and that's our lifestyle. That was what everybody ate.
Specifically, Lahontan cutthroat trout, Nevada state fish, and kiwi, which aren't found anywhere else in the world. The Pyramid Lake Paiute tribe refer to themselves as the Kiwi Takuta in their native language, which means the kiwi eaters. But they aren't able to eat as much these days. The kiwi have been endangered for decades, and that's partially because of a series of dams on the Truckee River. One of those is the Numana Dam, which Albright is looking at now as water shoots over the 11-foot-high structure.
Our kiwis can't go back upstream because they're bottom feeders, and that's as far as they can get. So they can't go back up to Tahoe like they used to. You know, since they put dams in there, they really put a damper on everything with our fish.
The Numana Dam was built in 1971 to divert Truckee River water to the reservation to help with agriculture. For the past 20 years, though, the tribe has wanted to modify the dam to help the fish recover. But they kept running into the same hurdle, says Donna Noel, the tribe's natural resources director.
There really wasn't enough money to really implement anything. We always knew we wanted to do it, but, you know, the funding was never available.
That recently changed. This spring, the Interior Department announced 40 projects across the U.S. to support fish recovery and migration, including those in Idaho, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Utah. The funding comes from the massive federal infrastructure package. Reeling in the biggest grant? The tribe's Numana Dam Fish Passage Project, which is getting more than $8 million.
The tribe, part of their well-being, it's part of their heritage. And so, you know, it's good to see that the government does take that into consideration.
Noel says the project will install screens to help fish swim downstream into the lake. A large underwater ramp will also be built so fish can swim up and over the dam. But dams aren't the only obstacle facing fish populations. The other is climate change. In 2015, for example, unusually warm water killed an estimated 250,000 sockeye salmon in the Columbia River. Dan Isaac is a research fisheries scientist with the U.S. Forest Service. He says the warming waters are forcing fish to adapt. That's true for sockeye and Chinook salmon that migrate from central Idaho through the Snake and Columbia rivers.
Because the peak summer temperatures in river reservoirs are getting to be so warm now that they can be lethal, we're seeing the fish kind of evolve to migrate earlier and avoid those peak temperatures, or migrate later in the fall when it starts to cool down again.
Isaac says that suggests fish species are resilient. But with climate change continuing to dry up the West, he says individual populations are being threatened as the number of habitats shrink. Take the Chinook salmon in Idaho's Middle Fork Salmon River. In the 50s and 60s, those waters supported nearly 50,000 Chinook. Now, the average is less than 1,500 fish and dropping. 3 years ago, only 322 of the salmon returned to spawn. Back in northern Nevada, the Pyramid Lake Paiute Tribe's goal is to finish the permitting process for its fish passage project by next year. Here's Noel again.
We have looked at many ways of solving the problem, so we're really excited.
Noel says construction would likely start in the fall of 2023 and take at least 8 months to complete. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Bradle.